Los Angeles, Nevada, 89130. We are proposing a vacation of the existing PAE. If you can see, it's not in the correct spot as it should be here, so we currently have to vacate this location so then we can propose it in this new location on our final map. So that is why we are here.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item? Seeing none. Board members, do you have any questions? All right, staff is recommending approval for this. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Approve.
All right, so we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, it's unanimous. No opposed.
Do
there you go.
Pick the stuff back up?
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't
take
want
that?
To.
Yeah,
I
go ahead and keep that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, number two is ET254005 UC230370 AMI Exhibition LLC. This is a use permit, first extension of time for an outside storage yard. Waivers of development standards for the following: driveway departure distance and cross access. Also design reviews for the following: warehouses and finished grade on 3.3 acres in an MD designated manufacturing zone within the Airport Environs AE65 ABZ2 overlay, generally located east of Dolly Lane and south of Judson Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Cleef Carroll, CARROLL, 8960 Solitary Street.
I think your mic's not on. Oh, yeah, you're good now.
8960 Solitary Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89148. We're representing the owner. Just a quick extension of time. The building permit application process is taking a little bit longer than was expected.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment on this agenda item? Seeing none. Board members, any questions on this one? Okay.
Where is the outside parking going to be?
All the parking is in the back.
That's the back. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. Is that taking up the entire parcel?
Yes. We're developing the entire parcel.
Okay. There's a staff recommendation for approval. Would anybody like to make a motion? Okay. Earl's motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. You're good to go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, agenda item number three is ET254000088ZC230027, Prologus LP, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: throat depth, parking lot landscaping, cross access, and alternative street landscaping. Design reviews for the following: distribution centers, finished grade, and lighting on 8.77 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the Airport Environs AE70, AE75, and APZ2 overlay, generally located on NO1IH of Alto Avenue and west of Land Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
All right.
Teresa Wolf, 6671 Las Vegas Boulevard, 89119, here on behalf of the applicant, last name W-O-L-F. Basically, we had a project that was approved a few years ago. We pulled the permits, and then the industrial market kind of took a pause last year, and this year it's picking back up, and the developer wishes to proceed with this project, but due to the timing, their permits all expired, so they're asking for an extension of time on the design review, the waivers, and the, not the zone change, because the zone change is set.
Yeah, let's see. Waivers of development standards and then design review.
Design review, waiver, development standards, and that was it.
Okay.
And the site plan has not changed. They're moving forward with the previously approved site plan, meeting all of the conditions that were set by staff and public works.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment on this agenda item? Seeing none. Board members?
I have some comments.
Okay.
Anybody else?
No, go ahead.
You good? Okay.
I'm for it. I'm going to vote for it, but I have to bring this up because it's something that the county should address. And I'd like to set up a meeting, if I could, Beatrice, with you.
Yeah.
At your office or after
the meeting.
Okay, good. Here's what I want to show everybody, and I want to get your opinion. Can you put that under the screen there and focus in on it?
Earl, can you use the mic?
Yeah, that way we can.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, and that way we'll get it on the recording.
Very good. Do we need to repeat everything I said already?
No, we're good.
That is a picture that I have outlined in black of an island of residential houses. They're going to be left after this is built. This is not the developer's fault. Developer's 100% right. They've got the right zoning. They got the right project. It's going to be a beautiful project, I'm sure. But we, as a county commission and as a county board here, town board, this is something we got to think about and talk about. Because who wouldn't here, raise your hand, who here would like to have a house surrounded by industrial all around them? Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody raised their hand. Okay, that's my point. Mm. This is a situation that nobody's even thought about, I'm sure. It's going to happen because in this particular area, which I grew up in, by the way, I only live a half a mile from, or about a mile from that house where I grew up in the 1960s. So I know how the area is developed. And this was going to happen. But when things like this come up, we ought to think about it because these homes here, they're not wealthy people. You were talking before the meeting about how homes are so expensive and whatnot and whatnot. They bought these homes, and I happened to print this out. I got this, when they bought them, obviously they picture of for you. This is their whole life savings problem. These are not wealthy people that live in this neighborhood, okay? So by doing this, and I don't know if it's gonna happen or I don't know if it's not, but they could lose their future, because their home value could tank. I think the county should take things like this into consideration in the planning. Now, Rachel, remember I mentioned to you, I showed you a few meetings ago.
And we can talk this offline if it's not pertinent specifically to
Okay, well, it specifically is because it's across the street from where this is going to be built. That's why I'm bringing it up now. Okay, can we talk about it after the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want this to slide out and nobody hears anything about it. I want to talk about it now because this is bigger than this piece. This is bigger, it's all over the county.
I would like to mention though, when this came before the board a couple years ago, a couple of the homeowners, we did meet with them and they were okay with the project, but they conditioned us, which the town board conditioned us, to add no truck parking signs on Alto. So we did that to appease them because of all of the trucks that are out there.
I'm for your project and you're totally going to go, but because it's in the right zone, everything about it's good. Just these poor people in the houses, and I'm going to bring it to the county's attention. Something, not just on this project, but in all projects that come up like this, condemnations, things like that, something needs to be done. Offers to buy them out at today's price or whatever. So let's get on with the vote.
Right, or it could be the homeowners work with the industrial property that's going to come in to mitigate
they're clean. They're nothing.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what they did, so
yeah.
I agree with you. They did it the right way.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, anybody else have any other questions? No? Then do I have, staff is recommending approval. Do I have a motion?
I already made two today.
Okay, do you want to do it, Kevin? Do you want to do the motion, Kevin?
Motion to approve.
Okay, so I have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
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 And none opposed. It's unanimous. You're good.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we do have some general business tonight, so I'll let you get your stuff. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, under general business, we have review of the fiscal year 2025 budget requests and then take public input regarding suggestions for the FY 26-27 budget requests, and this is for possible action.
Yes, Chair, so this is the first time that you're going to see this on your agenda. It's the first of three, so this is sort of a notice for everyone and neighbors as well. If anyone has some suggestions, next meeting I will bring you the update on what's been done on your previous request. This is required per NRS. As we know, there is no budget for towns. That is because I'm more than happy to explain why. Sunrise Manor actually doesn't generate enough taxes to sustain yourself, if you remember that lesson.
So it's, but NNS, you're required to provide us with requests. And there is, state law doesn't say what those are. It could be anything from a stop sign to a printer or anything like that. It's my job to take these requests, and then I then tell the departments and my boss, and they make those decisions based on the budget allocated. So this is the first time you'll see that. If anyone has any suggestions right now, I'll start taking that. But just so you know, so you're prepared, it's going to be the first of three times that I'm going to ask for suggestions.
Okay.
So next meeting, I'll bring you the update of all the requests from last year and where they are. And then you'll vote on your final recommendations on the third meeting.
The third. Okay. Anybody have any recommendations right now? Or do you want to think about it? We'll think about it for next month.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Because I think we gave you a bunch.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we give you a bunch every year. And
it was road stuff, if I remember right.
Ends up being the same thing.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I can give one piece of advice on the budgeting. On the budgeting, they have to live within their means. And if they don't have the money, like if your purse is underwater now, anybody who works for the government should be worried about this. They're underwater. They borrowed from Peter to pay Paul. And I know everybody in here except you, works for the government, and me. So think about that, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't live beyond your means. Mm-hmm. And
which is why a lot of things don't get funded.
And
yes.
And guess what? When I was a kid, a lot of things didn't get funded. Just didn't get funded. The teacher's pay was very low. And
still is.
Not compared to what it was. I have brothers who are retired teachers, so I'm well aware of that. I have a sister who's a teacher. My other brother got a teaching degree, but he worked for the city instead, and he was able to retire with 30 years at 43. So he had a hell of a deal. But I've got government people all through my family, so I understand what's going on. But I'm telling you, I'm warning you, we're going to have problems. They're going to be like Chicago one of these days. It ain't going to work.
So sounds like you're going to get zero requests from town board?
I don't want to raise, and I'm fine.
Raise a zero. You know, the only thing I would, as we get and start talking about our requests in our next one, is to do a better job with the maintenance of the stuff that we already have. And I see us tearing up roads that don't need to be tore up, and there's roads that are horrific. I keep saying that over and over again, especially like Owens from Hollywood down to Nellis.
All the way to Nellis.
But yet and still, I'll go around and a perfectly great road is being tore up. And there's a lot that needs to be maintenance. So that's just one of my biggest pet peeves, is trying to maintain some roads that are maintain some of our roadways. I tell you, I think the east side of town tear up more cars and more suspensions just because the roads are in horrific condition on this side. And then when I say horrific, most of them just need slurry seals. We're not talking about doing a full doing drainage and doing, you know, any kind of further water. You know, a lot of them are getting tore up so they can put the water things in them. This is just slurry sealing a lot of roadways on the east side of town. That's just one of my things, but I'll start thinking about some.
And I think that was a lot of what we had last year too, wasn't it? Was road maintenance stuff?
Yeah, it was some road maintenance stuff. I know one thing, they did an awesome job on Cary from Nellis up to
Hollywood.
About all the way up to Hollywood. They did a wonderful job on there, to the point that, you know, most people now, even I do, if I'm going anywhere north, I go all the way down to Cary and take Cary down versus going down Washington or Owens or any of those streets.
Yeah.
I go to Cary.
And I'll also bring a map to tell you which roads are NDOT owned and which ones are county owned.
Yeah.
Because they'll randomly skip, like Charleston is half, one third county, one third city, one third NDOT. So depending on physically where you are, it's not even a stretch of land. The north end is by the city, the south end is by the county, and then there's certain portions that are NDOT. So I'll bring that map if it's helpful.
So is Nellis. Nellis is like that. But I did notice, which is a good job, that they finally put in, depending on how you look at it, they finally put in a little turn right there by the Sonic and on Nellis. It was kind of open. People would almost hit people trying to walk across the Sonic. There's a Taco Bell and a Midas right there at Nellis. And I don't know what it is. It's south of Bonanza. But I don't know who idea was there to put a turn lane in it, but it's good.
Okay. Agenda item number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name. And
I will.
You want to come up here?
I'll take my time when we talk about this.
There's a lot of explanation that I would love to give between how the city and the county have dealt with that and how we've lost it.
Well, what we need, Sandra's not here. She's our expert on kind of this issue about low income and problem people and things that, and if you remember a while back about Broad Acres Swap Meet, we had a property over there and we rezoned it. And I told you about it. They were working on trucks and semi-trucks doing repairs in an area that was owned for residential. And you know, this is a case similar to that, where that land should have been maybe used for, if you wanted to build a government facility of some kind, or if you wanted to put in homes for the people who, like a couple weeks ago, we had a group come in that wanted to do group homes for people released on bail in a prison or something. And something like this might fall into that category, where the county could come in and buy these homes up for some county use, put people in their group homes there, make these a group home, because that way it wouldn't destroy these people who currently own them, who maybe they're not sophisticated and understand real estate, or you know, are just victims of, you know, bought in the wrong spot, you know. This would help them out.
I don't know.
You know, and the county could utilize it for something that.
I won't respond, but I'll respond after you've closed the
meeting. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Okay. Yeah, but okay. I know some people will be more upset with that than the warehouse.
Yes.
Nobody wants anything in their backyard.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, whether it's a group home or a warehouse or anything else.
Yep.
But
all righty. So agenda item number 9, our next meeting date is September 11th, 2025, and we're adjourned.